91X News.
It's 19 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Lindsay Cook. The Children's Treatment Center at Belleville General Hospital is getting an upgrade. A playground is being built just outside of the treatment center so children can enjoy more play-based therapies. Manager Margot Russell-Bird says the playground will help kids have fun while building skills.
The nice thing about it is it's a very natural environment for kids to play in a playground. And so what we did was kind of look at, okay, what can we have in a playground that will help kids have fun, but at the same time help them develop skills.
Russell Bird says that they're still looking to raise $74,000 to meet the project's $300,000 price tag. To donate, visit www.bghf.ca/playground. The playground is expected to be finished by the third week of October. The president and CEO of Via Rail paid a visit to Belleville today, announcing their future plans and goals. He mentioned that one of their main goals is to make the Via more accessible for passengers.
Via Rail prides itself on being the most accessible mode of transport in Canada for people with mobility restrictions, where there is be wheelchairs, but also hearing issues, blindness, or other considerations. We are the most available, most accessible mode of transport, and we can be even more accessible, and that's what we're planning to do when we renew our fleet, hopefully in the next few months.
A dedicated track corridor and a reduction in greenhouse gas emissions was some of the other future goals the VIA has in mind. The Quinte Healthcare's four hospitals started a fundraising campaign in hopes to raise over $1 million for a new MRI at the Belleville General Hospital. Wendy Warmer, the executive director for the Trenton Memorial Hospital Foundation, expresses how important the community's role is with raising money for this cause.
It's extremely important to have the community raise money for capital equipment, medical equipment that's critically needed at the hospital, because the government does not provide the funding for it. We could have funding to operate an MRI, but unless the community actually pays for it and helps us to get the latest state-of-the-art equipment for our hospitals, we don't have the kind of care that we deserve.
The OPP are deploying a mobile billboard across central Ontario to help solve a murder. The sides of a OPP van have been painted with pictures of murder victims Frederick John Hatch, as well as details about the case. The van will make its way along Highway 7 from the town of Erin, northwest of Toronto, to Nepean, south of Ottawa, parking in different communities and moving weekly. Hatch's body was found in Wellington County on the morning of December 17, 2015. He had been seen last the day before at a Dollar Tree store in Ottawa. Police say they are unsure of how he traveled from Ottawa to Erin, but that he was known to hitchhike. In June, the provincial government offered the $50,000 reward to anyone who might have information about the case. Anybody who knows something is asked to call their local OPP. That's QNET News on 91X to 503. Locally, the Loyalist Lancers women's soccer team will be visitors against the Fleming Knights at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. The Loyalist Lancers men's and women's rugby team will also be facing off against Fleming this week. Both will play at Loyalist College, with the women's game at 6 p.m. and the men's at 8 p.m. Outside of the college, the Trenton Golden Hawks will be facing off against the Kingston Voyageurs at 7:30 p.m. this Friday in the Duncan MacDonald Memorial Gardens Arena. The baseball playoffs get going this evening with the American League wildcard game. The pitching matchup has Chris Tillman going for the Orioles, with Marcus Stroman getting the ball for the Jays. Tillman says neither he nor Stroman will surprise anybody tonight.
I have seen them a lot, and they've seen me a lot. You know, there's no secrets. I know what they're going to do. They know what I'm going to do. Same thing goes the other way with Stro. I think, you know, we've seen him plenty, and he's seen us plenty, so I don't think there's any secrets here. And, you know, I think it's going to be the same kind of game that you always see.
Send us your team or league scores and email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Tonight is going to be partly cloudy with a low of 11 degrees. Tomorrow is going to be a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 21 degrees. And Thursday is going to be sunny with 21 degrees. at 5:05. It's 19 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lindsay Cook, News on 91X, next at 6:00.